For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver football team lost last week on the road at Minnesota State Mankato. Return home this weekend for homecoming. They'll host Augustana and the Vikings, joined by senior nose guard out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, Josh Willey. Josh, it was a warm day last week down in Mankato. The defense was on the field for 40 of the 60 minutes. How much of that played into kind of how that fourth quarter kind of played itself out?
It definitely might have played a role, but I think we just got to get back to the basics. You know, there's going to be games where we're going to have to take a lot of reps like we did this last weekend. And I mean, I think the guys they're built for it and they're ready for it, but we just got to make sure we stick to those basic things that got us where we are right now. And I think we fell a little bit from that, and yeah, it showed.
That was a unbelievably entertaining game for the first three quarters. Back and forth, they'd answer, you guys would answer back, they'd answer your answer. How much fun was that to play in while that score was still so tight?
Oh, it was a fun game for sure. It was a fun game going back and forth with those guys. You know, we knew we were playing a really good team, and you know, just going back and forth. That the atmosphere was great. The guys were, everybody was excited, and you know, hopefully we wish we could have kept it a little closer, but you know, it fell from us towards the end.
How do you kind of hit the reset button and start over and put last week behind you and say, you know what? We want to make the NCAA tournament, and that's still within our grasp.
Yeah, of course we know that every goal we set is still attainable, and I think we just got to take the positives from that game, because we did do a lot of good things. You know, if you take a handful of plays away, I think it's a totally different outcome. So you know, we just got to take away the positives from that game and carry it on the next week against Augie and get that win.
Football is about scoring more points than the other team, so the offense has to do their job for you guys, which maybe they were a little bit off on Saturday and weren't as dynamic as they've been. You guys still have to keep the opponent off the scoreboard too. You've been able to get a ton of turnovers so far. How much has that played into your defense's success so far?
Oh yeah, it's played a big role. You know, Coach Bish, he puts a huge emphasis on forcing turnovers and just getting shots on the ball. And we feel like that's a part of our defensive identity is forcing turnovers. And that's something we take a lot of pride in every week.
There were so many plays last Saturday where it seems like you and Gabe or you and somebody were so dang close to getting a hit on that quarterback and knocking the ball free or getting a sack or getting a great thing. And all of a sudden, boom, the ball's out and it's down the field. How do you get there that extra half a second quicker?
I think it's a mental game, you know. You just got to keep going. You know, we realize we're not going to get there every time, but just that presence in the backfield and being in a quarterback's face, and even if we don't get a hit on him, you know, just realizing that it's playing an impact on him and, you know, accelerating his timer in his head, and you just got to keep that mindset in. You know, just keep coming, just keep bringing it all day.
Speaking of you and Gabe, you and Gabe and 10 other guys decided to come back for an extra year. What went into your decision to come back, and why is playing at BSU been such a big deal for you?
It was a big decision for me and the other guys, but for me personally, I decided to come back because I just felt like we had some unfinished business. You know, me and these guys came in back in 2016 with a goal to win a championship, you know, whether that be a national championship or a conference championship. We had a goal to be champions, and I feel like we got cheated out of that by COVID, and it just didn't sit right with us, and we rallied together, and we decided to come back and see if we can reach this goal.
I think all Beaver fans will remember the last time you guys played Augustana, and it just so happened to be homecoming then as well. For the listeners that maybe weren't there, don't remember it. The offense had to go like 90-some yards with no timeouts just to tie it, and Coach decided to go for two for the win, and you guys got it. What was that like down on the sidelines, and how is that going to be in your brain forever as a lasting memory of playing this game?
Oh, you know, that game, it was a surreal moment, you know, probably one of the most exciting games I've ever been a part of in my career here. Just the atmosphere and everything, you know, homecoming means a lot to us. We've got a long streak going. I think it's 13 or 14 years now. And we take a lot of pride in that and winning homecoming. And other teams take a lot of pride in trying to ruin it for us. So we know Augie's going to be coming. They're going to be excited. And they know it's a big day for us, and they're going to want to ruin it. But it's not going to happen.
Can you even put into words what it means for you guys to be able to jump into the lake, number one, and number two, deny the other guy from denying you the right to jump into the lake?
Oh, it means so much. It means so much. It's such a rich tradition here. To get in that lake is the goal. You know, no matter what we do, got to get in that lake at the end of the game. And, you know, they preach that week in and week out. And that game is just so special for a lot of the alumni, you know, to game alumni come back and the community shows out. We just feel like it's a huge game for us to represent the community and show everybody what Bemidji's all about.
Josh, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.